Hello. Hi there. This is Judy Graybill. This is my first show. I am a relationship healer and certified stepfamily coach. I am the owner of Sensible Steps. And what I do is I help remarried couples with children to become a team so they can end tension and resolve family challenges. And in order to do that, we need to work on the relationship issues, the marriage issues, the partnership within that. And so I started my business back in 2008. And since then, I have evolved my business to help more than just step families. I also have evolved to also help other relationship issues as part of a necessary evolution of the industry and understanding relationship dynamics and understanding what it takes to have healthy relationships. So this show that I am doing today and on Blog Talk has the intention behind it for me to help people have harmonious relationships, help people have healthy relationships, help people figure out how to do relationships in a healthy way. Because what I've learned over the years is that there are many things that go into having a healthy relationship, and most of us don't know how to do those. We're not taught in schools, we're not taught by our parents on how to have a healthy relationship, on how to resolve problems, how do we resolve arguments, how do we strengthen our relationship with our family members, with our siblings, with our friends, with our neighbors, with our coworkers, and then ultimately our romantic partners. So the relationships we have with our romantic partners, with our significant others, we have a lot higher expectations on those. Except how we do those are really based on what we learned on how to have relationships from having relationships with our family, parents when we were young, with our siblings. How did we resolve arguments with them or didn't? What patterns did we learn from our parents subconsciously, unconsciously? Most of the time we don't even know what we've learned, and we try to find relationships that are based off of who we are, but many of us operate on unhealed relationship patterns, unhealed trauma, unhealed pain, and those cause us to act out of fear of abandonment, act out of fear of rejection, act out of fear of all kinds of things, and so sometimes, and the fear of being alone, and a feeling of unworthiness if you don't have a partner, if you are single. So all of these internal things that we are not aware of impact us and how we do relationships. It impacts who we choose as partners. It impacts how we choose them. It impacts what we're willing to tolerate, to change, or if we're willing to stick it out, if we're willing to work on it, if we're just going to duck and run. And I personally am a child of divorce. My parents were divorced when I was about 8. So I did not have that healthy relationship modeled to me. And my adult self realized that early experience has impacted and influenced all of my relationships, both good and bad. And I had to learn the hard way how to have healthy relationships. So a little bit about myself is my, I did go to college, and my degrees are in psychology and sociology, and my graduate program was in applied sociology. And for those of you who don't know, sociology is basically a degree in how to do research, qualitative research and quantitative research. So what sociologists do is put people in boxes. We label people. And I actually gravitated more towards qualitative research, which is still about labeling, but I wanted to learn about the outliers. I wanted to learn about the exceptions to the rule, not who falls into those categories, but the people who don't fall into those categories. So I, in the application of my own degree, decided to, after I put people in boxes, to learn how people interact and to learn about human behavior and human nature, then I wanted to take people out of the boxes. I wanted to set people free from those boxes, because there is a danger in those labels. There's a danger in pigeonholing people. There's a danger in, and we do this to ourselves too, because a lot of the clients I've had over the years are into self-help, and they read the self-help books, and they self-identify as this, they self-identify as that, and they put them, we all put ourselves in our own boxes to help us understand ourselves. But then after you understand yourself within that context, then how about we step out of that box and we learn more about us as individuals? There's a saying that says, to know thyself is to know the world. And I believe in that. So my personal philosophy is that the more we know ourselves, the more we're in touch with who we are, the more we have self-awareness of our own triggers, of our own gifts, of our own talents, of our own weaknesses, as well as our strengths, the healthier our relationships are going to be. Because that self-awareness of self is going to help us also become aware of our partners and who we're inviting into our life, and how we're going to be able to keep them in our life, how we're going to be able to work on those relationships. It helps us to have realistic expectations of our partners, have realistic expectations of ourselves, and realistic expectations of the relationship itself. So, with this show, I have decided that I'm just going to have these really short segments that is just going to give a thought for the day, just a few to help you, the listener, whoever you may be, to think about things maybe in a different way. My intention is for the year of 2022 to be the year of harmonious relationships. I know that there are more and more people who are craving connections. This is, the last couple years have been really crazy for most people. Everybody, right? Everybody's been affected. And that's changed us on a core level. It's changed who we are as individuals, as well as who we are on the community level, on a societal level, cultural level. And so 2022 is the year for us to rise to the occasion and gather ourselves in a different way, help each other out, have more community, have more connection. And we need to start with the people who are closest to us, the people who are already in our lives. And yes, this show is about romantic relationships and our significant others, but we cannot to have healthy relationships with significant others if we don't even know how to strengthen the relationships that we already have in our own life. What I've noticed recently is that there's a lot of people who want to, they're severing relationships with people who are not healthy for them, that no longer, relationships that no longer serve them or no longer align with who they are. And I applaud that, and I think that that's necessary. Boundaries are necessary. But at the same time, there's a way to do that with grace. And there's some relationships that maybe we don't want to sever because they mean a lot to us, but we just have to figure out how to navigate them and work through some of those issues. So one of the challenges for us in 2022 is to figure out which category the people in our lives are fitting into. Are they in the category of people who I want to keep in my life and work on that relationship? Or are they in the category of people who I want and need to say goodbye to, but do it in a way with grace and dignity so that we are in a state of empowerment and we can go on to our own healing from that relationship and we can facilitate them healing from that relationship so we can have real healing and closure. So I'm just going to leave that with you today. I'm at the end of my segment for today. I just want to wish you the best 2022 ever. And in these final couple days, let this be a time of reflection in a healthy way of the past, as well as a way to set healthy intentions for the year ahead. I'm just going to leave it at that. Thank you very much for showing up. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to hearing from you in the future if you call in. And I look, you can go to my website at judygraybill.com, J-U-D-Y, G as in girl, R-A-Y, B as in boy, I-L-L.com. You can check out my stuff there. Or you can go to my Instagram page, which is judy.m.graybill. Thank you very much. I hope to hear from you.